Karen Fredericks from Community Teamwork Incorporated. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Teddy. How are you?
I am doing very well. You're becoming like a regular now.
Hey, you know, I feel like it. This is great.
I've been looking for a co-host. Are you? What do you say? You want to give up that gig at CTI?
Wait a minute. Maybe I could fit it in part-time.
All right. And you've also brought in a special guest this morning as well. We've been talking an awful lot about your event. Let me see if I can get the name right this time. Come Play with Us. Is that correct?
Perfect. Perfect.
Come Play with Us. And we've talked about, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We've talked about Rita O'Brien D. We've talked about the Merrimack Valley Housing Partnership and Jim Wild. We've talked about Glenn Goodman, but we've never talked to Glenn Goodman. Well, that's going to change.
That's right. Glenn Goldman.
I'm sorry, Glenn Goldman, because he's joining us in studios. Yeah, you know, and I actually had it. And good morning, Glenn. How are you, sir?
Great, Teddy. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How did you get involved with these folks over there at CTI?
It's been one of the luckiest things of my life.
I was going to say, how can you not get involved with them, right?
Several years ago, I think through many of the people in the town, Karen asked if I would join the board of directors. And again, best thing I've ever done. I said yes. And it's been a fun ride ever since.
Yeah, so you are the chairman or the president of the board of directors, correct?
I'm the current chair. That is correct.
All right. Why did you choose to get involved? Why, other than Karen asked you, a lot of folks ask to get involved with different organizations, and you can't say yes to all of them, but you couldn't say no to CTI.
I could not say no to CTI. For me, it is the best possible give back that I can do. I've been fortunate in my life, and my family has been very fortunate, but you know, everybody is only one step away or one event away from needing the services that CTI provides to the thousands of clients that we have and that we serve every single year. And I know people who have been CTI clients, and just the basic services and the helping way to try and put people's lives back together to make them self-sufficient. If I'm going to give time to an organization, I couldn't think of a better organization, Teddy, to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned thousands served, number of different programs available. Is there one that has special meaning to you, one that touches home?
You know, I think for me, the sheltering and the home programs are what really makes me enjoy doing what I do, helping out at CTI, because the scariest thing in my life would be not having a place to call home, or having to live in my car, or my children not having a place to take them. And the programs that we offer to keep people in shelter and to not let them be homeless is something that's really near and dear to my heart.
Karen, talk a little bit about the board and its involvement, because a lot of folks are under the mistaken impression that when you serve on a board of directors, it's kind of largely a ceremonial thing.
No,
there's a lot of work that goes into it. And by the way, there's even less pay for that than there is for being a radio host, from what I understand.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about your board at CTI and Glenn and everybody there and what they do, what they mean to your organization.
We're very fortunate. We have a very involved and active board of directors, 24 strong, so we have a large board. And I think one of the really important things to me is it's true to our mission. So our board is made up of 24 individuals, but it's a tripartite board, and that means that we represent three sectors. So 8 of our board members are from the private sector, like Glenn, who's senior vice president at Lowell 5 in his day job. 8 of our board members are from the low-income community, or representing low-income agencies and organizations, and 8 of our board members are from the public sector. So folks like Rita Mercier and Jim Leary and Rodney Elliott serve on our board from the public sector. So really, we represent the community that we serve. Our mission involves making that community stronger and working with low-income folks. So we're held true to the mission by a board that really represents our communities.
And does an awful lot of work in the process.
They do. They certainly, our board sets policy. We're working right now on a strategic plan, and the board has been very involved. One of our board members has been chairing that committee, Lee Ackerson from the university. And we have, so we're involved with planning our next year's budget. All the big policy things goes to the board. And also the board's very involved in fundraising to make sure we're a solid, viable organization.
It's 8:40 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Karen Frederick from Community Teamwork Incorporated and Glenn Goldman, who is the chairman of the board of directors. And boy, it snuck up on us. We started talking about Come Play With Us a month and a half or so ago. And I'm looking at my calendar. Today is Tuesday, May 6th. Your event is next week.
It is
May
next 25th. Week, May 25th.
So tell me, for folks who haven't heard our prior discussions, tell us a little bit about what Come Play With Us is all about.
Sure. This is really an opportunity for folks to get introduced to our largest early education and care facility, and we have several. We're holding this at 126 Phoenix Ave. It's our early education and care facility where we work with 400 children and families every day. It's for adults. We'll have some adult beverages, heavy hors d'oeuvres, stations. But we'll also have some kind of fun games. We're going to be doing wine ring toss, things that really will bring the...
Wait, wine ring toss?
Wine ring toss. So, you know, we have to kind of make it a little... You throw your whatever it is, and you get whatever you land on as a prize.
Okay. Just make sure they don't start throwing those wine bottles
around. No throwing wine bottles. We want people to go home with them.
Exactly. You've got a pretty good featured speaker that night as well.
Our MC is former State Senator Stephen Panagiotakis. We're very fortunate to have him doing the MC work, and we'll be honoring Rita O'Brien D for 53 continuous years of service with community teamwork from a Head Start parent, teacher, policy council member, and now board member. Jim Wild, who does fabulous work helping connect people with homes of their own in this community. And his board of directors, and our others is the Big Brother Big Sister Advisory mm-hmm. Council, who, when the organization came into community teamwork and dissolved their 501c3, the board stayed with them and continued to stay with that group to raise money. So there's mentors for young children and adolescents, and that's, to me, that's a sign of such commitment.
And to me, a lot of great programs at CTI that we've learned about, but the stuff that touches on the kids, and it's a wide range of things. It doesn't have to just be, you know, the early education, which we found out so vital to future success and productivity as an adult. You know, the housing aspect, and again, how that affects children. Really, while you offer a wide range of services, it all kind of comes back to the kids, and that's the most vulnerable among us. To me, that's the true essence of what CTI does.
That's true, Teddy. And, you know, when you're working with a child, you're working with their family. When you're working with a family, you're working with the child. And what we've been doing over the past 2 years is really intentionally working with families and children for a path to self-sufficiency. So they are working to get better jobs, more education, better English skills if they need it, and then link to a job, because kids whose parents make more money will do better, will be more solid, won't be moving as much, and that really helps the community.
They're healthier.
Exactly.
It's amazing all the statistics that correlate to
That's
taking
right.
care of children. All right, so Come Play With Us is the event. How can people come play with you on Thursday night, May 25th?
They can get tickets. We still have tickets on our website, comteam.org, and you'll see a link to where you can purchase tickets. You can call us at 978-459-0551, or just show up. We're happy to have people come at the door.
Wait,
as
you take
well.
Walk-ins?
It will be fun. We will. We're very flexible. You know, we work with kids. You have to be.
Barbershops barely take walk-ins anymore. And it's going to be at one of your key facilities as well, the James Hoularis Early Learning Center out there on Phoenix Ave.
That's right. I think a lot of people haven't seen it because it's kind of off of Route 38, tucked in the industrial park, and mm-hmm. it's a very large three-story brick building. I think it's 60,000 square feet with 400 children in it. You'll see it by the playgrounds that are all around it. It's a beautiful facility where so many good things happen.
Karen Frederick, Glenn Goldman, thank you so much for the time that you took to join us this morning, but most importantly, thank you for what you do out there for the families and especially the kids in our communities.
Thanks, Ted.